All right, we can call the meeting of the Herrick Park Field Subcommittee to order. And we're going to turn it over to Mr. Joe Dillon, Town Engineer, to explain to us what he's got.
Okay. Your red line drawing that I marked up from our comments last time. First thing, the unfortunate thing is I tried to get a pathway up from to the back of the parking area from over here, and I can't get the 5% grade up there, because if I get, I've got from elevation to elevation, I can make it work. But when I start laying out the grades, here are my 638, 640, 642, and then I get into trouble here because it's almost 648 at the top. So, and if I go any farther back, I'm in the wetlands over here. I could kind of like really swoop around and come up and burn time. So that's the only thing I really wasn't able to achieve with our comments from last time.
Yep.
We'll keep looking at it. Maybe run a something along the side there. I added the catch basins here. I put two of them in, one upstream of the uphill of the driveway entrance, and then the second one here, and outlet it here. The only thing is because this is sort of like lifted up, this parking area, the deck here, it will still have somewhat of a draw coming down through here, just the way the contours they come across here to get the water coming this way. So you're going to have a little bit of a swale.
Yeah, that's something they could mow over.
We could actually add, more expense, but I could maybe move this one down to here so that when this comes down through, you can grab it here before it goes out here. I'm thinking two catch basins there. I was able to get so I put a 10-foot pathway all the way around, because that's where we had 10 feet for the maintenance access, and I figured that way they could just pass all the way around.
Awesome.
The only kickback is with this is you can't get a full field. There's my 300-foot dimension is to right out to here. And I can't get the width because this cuts in, and I try pushing it back. I'm on the property there. If we leave it just the way it is and put a field here, this whole drainage area, this little low spot, I'm just pushing the basin back to here and bring it all the way underground here. So this little low point will be gone. You could stripe,
smaller
youth fields this way. And then,
or you could shift the other field back and forth.
Gives you the ability to move this back and forth to your wear spots here.
So you don't wear in the same spot all the time.
For that one.
So we looked at pushing the grade out, but
that's kind of pushed. I could have, I could have really dragged this out far this way, but I don't gain much.
It's really there.
You can grab a comfortable chair.
Kind of right here there.
Hi.
But you can fit like a U12 and under.
Sure, yeah. Probably two of them in there if you want to get the little, I don't know what you're saying, going this way or just a little short.
So U12 is like, it's 7-on-7. It's slightly smaller than that.
Okay.
I think I did scale it and it fits within
that'd
this.
Be great, yeah.
And then I think for like U10, which is even smaller, it's like half fields. You could fit two in there.
Yeah. Right. In general, that's, another thing I was thinking is also trying to find some sort of alternative
pathway.
I was going back and forth with this, but, moving you got this playground already established over here. You move the playground, move this to this side, and put the playground here, but that's already established. That's wasteful to do that.
What's your opinion on that walkway?
Kind of is what it is with the with how it's working out in the wetlands, how close it is.
I mean, I could, it wouldn't be ADA compliant, and I don't know, from building it, I could put a set of stairs in there.
If and there's obviously gonna be some handicapped spots in here, they have to be. So I don't know if we need the ADA compliant.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Unless over here, that's your accessible route is this way.
Mm-hmm.
You could put a short little set of precast concrete steps right here, railings and all, but just bring this up and you'll walk up above.
Yeah, you can't really stretch it out.
And Chris walked it after the last meeting. But if you do any activities or anything at the Herrick Park building, like that would be super convenient to walk up that way, right?
Yeah.
I tried lowering this parking area too.
Yeah,
flatten it out. I would tend to lean towards a little bituminous pathway. just because it's just so easy, it maintains easily.
Yeah, easier to take care of.
Forget it.
The kids aren't digging in it and kicking this down all over the place. It's a, you know,
it won't wash out.
Yeah, you're going to get the little cow path where everybody walks on the inside edge or something like that, and that's kind of where it's going to be. The grass will, you know, grow in on it a little bit, but that's the worst thing I miss. You know, even this being, you know, this was going to be graveled, this might be an issue too, because I got like, I'm down here, I think it's about 3.5% on here. I try to keep parking lots under 4%, especially along the line of the parking, because the door's opening.
Yep.
That gets to be a problem. I didn't show it on here, but we'll have some fencing along here, and probably would be best to have some sort of fencing down here, just so that you're not chasing balls into the swamp.
Yes.
How tall do you recommend the fencing on that side?
Right at the back, I would say have typical chain link, but then have poles with netting, you know, taller poles with netting. You can take down it and seasonally, so you don't get the snow and ice doesn't destroy it. Just for protection of the cars. Yep. And really, I mean, even over here, you could put trees along there, but I think you're still going to be, you need something, otherwise you're.
Jim, how do we fund the poles and netting? Is that separate from the RFP?
We'll put it in the RFP, and if we can afford it, we can afford it.
Yeah, just be, always recommend like just timber poles and cables and, you know, pulleys.
Netting, netting, yeah, netting golf nettings, exactly. Golf courses use.
Yeah. Sure. Say just
it all down. Makes sense to me.
Yeah, we'll just have to put a, you know, a plunge pool down here and get this. This is, we're nice. We're kind of away from the wetlands. This gets flat right here, so you won't worry about scouring out there. Like I say, I think I'll move this basin. I think I'll probably put down in here somewhere where this eventually comes down through here. Just pick it up.
And there's some catch basins already there, right?
There's close. One. It's just cross culvert here. And there is the head wall here.
Over there. I don't remember exactly where it was, but there was one on that side. There was one in here somewhere. Okay.
There, I think there's a pipe across
there. There's a pipe right here with a head wall right here.
Right. But I did see actual catch basin there. So
right in. This was surveyed a while back. So they could have got stuck in there after that.
I don't think so.
So this... stupid question, but it's kind of this isn't a pinch point or anything, right? Like this is probably a standard.
Yeah, I need the radius. Yeah, as far as the radius, I'll check it. I can put a turning temple on it just to be sure.
What you're doing,
but. Just to be sure. I mean, I set my own radii standard, but it's always good to check it just to make sure.
Yeah, and if it is looks super tight, and we can nix that one parking lot, one parking spot, and make it a wider mouth there.
I could also, I could just push this just ever slightly out that way to make this a little more of a make good it wider, so a better turn there. Because this is 24 feet, I think I had there. It's 50 scale, so I think it looks kind of small. But
and Joe, the drainage goes all the way, right? It would be everything inside of the path, or how do you delineate where the drainage would be?
Oh, for the,
the field drain, like the under drainage. Is that not right?
Oh, the under drainage, I think originally I had it tying into this line here.
From both sides, and then it drains this way.
Yeah, it drains out, comes out to here. Okay. When we get going, we may have to add a second, you know, main trunk line or something. We did lay that out. Let's go back to the report that I had from Bill Dest when he did this years ago, and now he had a spacing requirement based on the flat drains he had all through here. We did a very similar thing. He recommended, like he did over Burnt Hill Park in Hebron.
Mm-hmm.
That was one that we did years ago, and he had a lot of under drains in there too.
Works good.
Same kind of conditions.
It's works well.
Yeah. It keeps it drained.
And then, Jim, who oversees? I know we kind of went over it last time, but like we're going to specify exactly how that drainage system is installed. And is that your team's oversight with regard to checking that they're installing what they do?
Joe is part of my team when it comes to
we have inspections.
You do inspections?
Yeah, part-time inspection. He's done that,
I want somebody coming in with
something. Very similar to what we did with the Lori Road drainage project, right?
Okay.
So Joe designed that, and then, you know, he and other members of his engineering team from his office made spot inspections. They communicated with the contractor what were critical inspection points, And the contractor was a contractor's job then to reach out to them and say, hey, we're going to reach that milestone tomorrow. You know, can you guys be out here for an inspection? And they would arrange for that inspection.
Sounds good. Will they give you like samples of any fill they're using?
Yes, we will. Well, at least the gradation of it for whatever you're using, or samples of the these topsoil, will have an analysis of the topsoil they submit where it came from. We'll actually get, we in our specifications, we'll have a list of submittals that they'll have to submit to us before.
Right.
And we'll sign it. Yeah.
That's
we'll
a good point, too. I never even thought of the topsoil's got to be good to grow grass, or you don't want junky topsoil.
And usually like, we find a lot of times topsoil is
but you don't want something that's too fine either, right?
Yeah.
You know, it lacks organics when they do the, they burn it off and they weigh it again. That's usually where, although the state, I've never seen anything. The DOT always requests this real tight specification for topsoil. Nothing's ever passed their spec.
Right.
They always write it off the end, but they always say if it grows grass, it works. But we'll ask for watchful spec. We're going to want a certain amount of, like, say, organics and mulch in there. We'll get the gravels underneath. The seed mix is going to be important too. An athletic seed mix for this. So we'll run all the submittals ahead of time. We'll approve them. And we submit back to them if they're not washed for a revision to them, if they're not what we expect. So we don't basins, pipe, everything involved with the job.
Is this going to be irrigated to just establish?
We're not planning any permanent irrigation, but imagine we're like take some whirly birds or water wheels on there to get it going, get a kick started. Yeah. It'd be nice if they started this, you know, summertime job and
start seeding in the fall.
Make us seed in the fall. Okay, let it sit all winter long, come back in the spring.
Yep. Nice.
When do you anticipate it's gonna get going?
If you guys are happy with this design, then Joe can go back to his team, and he's got to get some CAD time to get the final plans drawn up. And I assume there's somebody at the state we've got to submit it to for review.
This was what was the?
This is steep.
Steep. Yeah, probably just a final submission to them with everything.
So we're going to have to send it to them to be approved, and once they approve it, you know, we can, you know, finalize anything based on their comments.
Steep's usually pretty good.
And then get it out to bid.
Steep's usually pretty,
at this point, it's probably a late summer or early fall project, it'd be my guess.
Yeah.
Is there fencing around here as well? Because if we're...
We will be. We will show it. Yeah.
I think you were saying all.
Yeah, well, all this side, that says the hill going up.
Looks steep.
Yeah. I'm doing the same thing. In a site in New York, and it's this really high up in not industrial park, but commercial area, and it just drops, it goes down for like 40 feet.
Yeah,
I can remember as a kid, those posters used to have with the guys playing soccer up on top of this little plateau, and the ball falls off, and they're all looking down because it's in the water about 100 feet below. You know? But yeah, we'll show up, we'll put poles with netting up on there too, so not lose anything.
You would put poles with netting here as well?
I would, yeah.
The whole length?
I mean, it'd be, I guess we'll show them if it gets too expensive. That's something we can. Okay.
I don't know. I mean,
this
sounds great. I just don't
know. With the vehicles here, you need this here. I'll look back. We did it on a site in Haddam. That was a while back, but the methods haven't changed much.
Well, yeah, we can put it in as an alternate.
Yeah, exactly. We can do just that.
And if we can afford it, we'll do it. If we can't, we'll have to fund it later on.
Yeah.
Good.
But we got to do something between the ball field and the parking lot. That's really not optional.
Right.
I mean, you could put a heavy planting of trees in there too, but that's not cheap either.
Yeah, trees aren't cheap.
I mean, I would say arborvitaes, but the deer would probably have a field there.
Yeah, the green giant version, they're deer resistant. A lot
of
the emeralds, yeah. They grow
there's faster. One that's deer resistant.
Huge. Sapralis or whatever it is.
That's good to know.
What are some of the comments that Steve comes back with? Just out of curiosity.
You know, last year we did a steep grant for sidewalks in Portland on Route 17A.
They're usually minimal,
easy to deal with.
This is pretty straight.
Lots of stuff dealing through CROG, and they have their their consultants that review all this stuff. That can be back and forth for a long time.
Get a little sticky, yeah.
Connectivity grants, steep grants, I found to be really straightforward. You just say, this is what I'm going to do. I'll bring a set of plans. I don't think they want to see the specifications. We just send the plans. Yeah, it was good. They bust them. And you put your spec section together and off you go.
Yeah, and I know with the connectivity trail here, the guy that we've been dealing with, Craig Babowitz, has been really good. I mean, he's been really, first of all, the grant expired years ago, but we had the money. And they gave us permission to spend the money and build the trail. We got the grant back in 2016. And it just sat there because nobody could figure out how to solve the problems. We solved the problems and got it built.
Nice, nice.
But we had to get permission first from him to spend the money because it had been sitting there. Really, the money probably should have been returned to DOT.
Mm-hmm.
But we also couldn't apply for a new grant until this grant gets closed out. So that's just connectivity grants, right? So connectivity grants come out every couple years, and you can't apply for another connectivity grant until you've completed your current connectivity project.
Yep.
So we're closing in on this. I mean, this section is done. We've got some rapid flashing beacons to put in, and we got to figure out how to spend
another. What's a rapid flashing beacon? Is that for walking?
They go at uncontrolled intersections, so they're the controls, but like not a stoplight intersection. There, you've seen them probably. They have the two beacons that on a rectangular block that just flash back and forth
for a crosswalk.
For crosswalks, yeah.
And so, they've actually allowed us. Originally, there was one supposed to go at the end of over by Larry's farm.
Oh, at the
end at the stop sign, because it wasn't a four-way stop sign.
Right.
Because the idea is the whole idea behind this pathway is for kid. Part of it is for kids to be able to get to school.
Yeah.
And they recognize that, you know, kids, if they're on a connectivity trail, are probably going to go down Hebron Road and then Loomis over to the high school. So they wanted a rapid flashing beacon there, but it wasn't a four-way stop sign back then. But we said, hey, that's become a four-way stop sign. Can we move that over to Steele's Crossing where we really need a rapid flashing beacon for people across the road? Absolutely.
Right.
So I have an email to that
effect. Yeah, I think that's a much more important area down there. What's that?
It is gnarly. I live on Steele's.
Yeah.
Oh, that's two houses up.
That is a flume there. Just
so to go back to the next question, how do you see the timeline, Jim, roughly, just in terms of general?
So really, it really depends a lot on Joe's team right now.
Yeah, we've got this fairly far along.
This one's far along, but he's competing with other projects to get the drawing done. That's why you have his crayon version.
It works.
Well, he said, I can't get drafting time. I said, just take a red pencil and mark it up. I think for what we have to do, that'll be just fine.
Yeah, red lines. There wasn't much going on here. So,
yes.
So for this, I think it worked out really well.
They took my calculations. I kind of cleaned it up. So.
So I think if he can get the design work done, I don't know, maybe in the next 30 days, we could probably meet one more time and make sure you guys are happy with the final design, and we can work on getting it submitted to the approving agency. This isn't something we want to build in the middle of summer because we want the grass to grow. Right? I'm thinking, I don't know, what are you thinking? We want to wait till late summer?
Yeah. I mean, if you started this in
August, maybe.
Yeah. Because it wouldn't take that long to get this. It's just a grading project, really. You could get it started, see the whole thing, and really, if you don't finish all the pathways and stuff, you could always come back, cut in the pathways, and cut in the gravel lot at any other time, just get that grass really established there. Because if we do go with the full underdrain system, that's going to take a little bit of time to lay that out.
And then the town can accommodate the programs on other fields in the fall. I mean, I know it's not.
Well, you don't have this field now.
Maybe next spring.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get the use out of this year.
And that's maybe because if you got new grass,
you probably want to get the turf established.
Might want to cut out, not do
anything until maybe next fall, right? 2026.
How many contractors do you usually have bid on these things?
It's hard to say. I mean, Joe did the bidding on a portal for us for the drainage project, and we probably had eight
That was surprising for a late, you know, late season.
It was, and that was a small project. This is a bigger project. This is
something I would send out. We have, you know, a handful of contractors that we'd like to see. And right. we can't give it to them.
Yeah,
but we're gonna say, hey,
yeah, it goes to low bidder.
This is coming out. We'll let them know so we make sure they see it. And you know, some guys say, yeah, I'm busy, can't do it, but you know,
that's the criteria. Low bidder.
It's a state project. State money goes to low bidder. They have to be CHRO compliant.
Yeah, follow
it's a new rate job. It's a new project over, I don't know how much the minimum is at this point. So it's a rate project. Thanks for coming, Matt. It's good to see you.
There's certain evaluate on your own, right? Like the ARPA funds for the
ARPA is a different.
ARPA was very nice because we didn't have to worry about CHRO submissions.
Yeah.
That's the Commission on Human Rights.
Oh yes, I'm very familiar. I work for the state, so
contractors have to be able to provide documentation that they're meeting CHRO requirements.
Yeah, and theoretically, you know.
But these guys do that all the time. They're really pretty good at it.
So I was going to say it's in their wheel.
The only thing is to make sure these contractors have their CHRO.
Right.
But we can put that in the bid specs.
Well, we do. It's in there. Yeah, but a lot of guys that come out and they say, "Oh, well, we don't have it," and they'll have to. They can submit it, and they do. And but you just hold a percentage out of their contract until they get their approvals.
Sure.
Objection. Like job I'm saying in Portland, guy. I don't think he's up until about 2 months ago. They're calling me. I said, "Where's that with his approvals?" I said, "I haven't seen anything yet. He hasn't got it. Finished the job. We're holding his money."
Because most of the time, the CHR approval. You don't hold up the job waiting for them because you'll wait 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
A lot of the contractors have them on file.
Right.
You know, they do it every year.
If they're doing this kind of work, they should.
Yeah.
Good.
It's good.
So the bid process will go smooth if Joe reaches out to the contractors and puts it on the portal again.
Is there a need for us to meet again? In order to
if you want to, you know, bless the final design, or we could email it out to all of you.
Send it to Josh.
It's on my decision.
Kind of looks like we got it.
I mean, the only exception would be if you thought with the drafting you'd be able to expand this, but it doesn't sound like that's sound like that was an option. Possibly change.
Stretch these out. This contour here still has to match up somewhere down here. So this one still kind of stretches out. I can only go so far with this. You know,
that's the problem area is
this
corner.
This line comes in, there's the corner. So,
well, then if that's the case, let's try to poke some holes in this. But otherwise, I don't see a reason to other than maybe reviewing it.
I'll get the full.
But again, we could send them out to you by email and give you a couple of days to comment.
Yeah.
I mean, the full final
time flies. Step.
It does.
If you can say 15 days here and there.
Great. Yeah, I'll send you a whole set with the details, everything, soup to nuts, and cover sheet, and the whole thing, and take a look at it. And if you got any questions,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, let me know.
That's good.
Chris can teach me how to read it.
Nice. Is there a line of work? I feel like you're asking very good questions.
I do this every day.
Well, it shows. Yeah,
thank you. My boss said thanks for that.
Okay.
Great
work.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be great for
really
the town.
Great. Yeah, totally.
Well, and I'm glad we were able to evolve the project to meet the current need, right? I mean, that's important because this thing has been sitting around collecting dust for a lot of years.
Yeah.
So we got funding.
Listen, it's a cool project.
And there's an absolute need for it.
Something that people use.
And quite honestly,
that's what's exciting about it, right?
Okay. The site's already there. You're not clearing wood. It's there.
Probably fairly.
I have to cut the material and just flatten it level.
The bang for the buck is probably pretty good.
100%. Yeah, everybody's going to be really excited about this.
Totally.
Soccer's huge in Bolton.
Yeah, it's a big
soccer's
deal.
Huge everywhere. Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's like totally. I mean, the kids who played soccer were kind of like they were the hardcore soccer players.
It was different. Yeah.
And it was
even when I was in high school. It was
awesome pick soccer.
Yeah. Now that's the go-to.
Yeah, a few years ago, you know, Little League was huge here. It's just not anymore. It's
interesting.
And in Manchester, my son plays, and it's thriving in Manchester. They have a huge, and there's There's a lot of Bolton kids, but not definitely not enough to
that's make I a think Bolton. That and I think that's what it is, right?
Manchester.
If we had a population of 7 or 8,000,
yeah,
we probably would be doing both.
Right. Yeah, but like opening day, it was awesome. I mean, there were tons of kids. It was huge, but it's just not big enough to, you know, to compete.
Yeah, when you got 65,000 people.
And those those programs I hear are very developed. I probably heard from you that it's just very good.
Oh yeah. Like, it's I mean, for like a town
they program, do a good job of teaching them the
Manchester's no joke.
Yeah. It's fun and they have surrounding towns sign up.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I grew up there, so a lot of kids.
A lot of kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to have, you know, the bodies. You have enough you have enough programs for all the kids. You can do different things.
Yeah.
Like I grew up there with like grew up in Portland, still live in Portland, but there was 9,000 people in town. Yeah. We had six little league teams.
Right.
Wow.
And then we went out, like even later on, like at all, I played slow pitch softball.
Yeah.
There were three divisions of slow pitch softball.
Right.
Yep. ABC League, six teams each. Yeah, that just now there's no more slow pitch starting. Right. I don't know if there's any little league, maybe there's probably three teams. And adults of soccer is built new soccer fields. And that's the thing.
Well, our two older kids play on the same soccer team and I help coach, and there are two out of towners on the team. So it shows that people are coming to Bolton for soccer.
All right.
See? If you make it, they will come.
Yeah,
they don't even come from like Mexico.
I mean, like, they're on their way.
Colombia, Germany, Brazil.
I think some of them might be here, but they're not.
Yeah, for now, they're coming. I don't know. Glastonbury, maybe? I don't know.
No, this is great.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, thank you guys for your time and service to this project. We're really glad to have involvement at this level.
Happy you guys asked.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it come to fruition.
Thanks.
Good stuff.
You guys can stay for the next meeting.
This is great.
It was nice.
Heritage Farm public hearing.
Yeah, same here. Take care.
Heritage Farm Trail.